From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. In a city crowded with music, do we need another music festival? In the case of Fun 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 Fest, that answer is a resounding yes. Now in its eighth year, Fun Fest does things a little differently. They feature underground music and comedy and even, yes, taco cannons. Today on the program, we'll give you a preview of the fest. We've got live performances from The Walkmen, Bill Callahan, Washed Out, Lee Fields, also some local up-and-comers making their Fun Fest debuts. Plus, we go behind the scenes for some unforgettable festival memories.
She somehow leaps through security and begins to spray ashes all over the stage.
It's the Austin Music Experience, Fun 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 Fest 2013 edition. Stay with us. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. This hour, we're getting ready for Fun 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 Fest 2013, which happens next weekend at Auditorium Shores. We have live performances from some of the fest's bigger names. The Walkmen, Bill Callahan, and Washed Out are all coming up. But it's not always about big names at Fun Fest. Yeah, they've got some. Johnny Marr, The Smiths will be there. MGMT will be there. Even Snoop Dogg. But new discoveries are a big part of the fun as well, and that's where we can help. For instance, the song you're about to hear you might have heard at the end of our program the last few weeks. It's by Austinite Roger Sellers. He submitted it to us as part of the Austin Remixed project. He used the sounds of Austin to make this song, which is called Sincere. He's part of the Fun Fest and part of the Austin Music Experience.
I make greater ones.
The Austin Music Experience, putting the spotlight on Austin's Roger Sellers with an electronica-based song called Sincere, which he actually submitted to KUTX as part of our Austin Remixed project, and we've been using that as our outro bed the last couple weeks. Today we feature it in the opening position. And we continue with a band from Houston called the Tauntauns. We recorded them live in Studio 1A with a brand new song. It's so new it doesn't even have a title yet. Their second album comes out in February, but they'll be here for Fun 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 Fest. The Tauntauns, the Austin Music Experience.
Just in case it rains. Goodbye, Chicago. Will I see you soon? Gone from November. Said I won't be back to June. But you kept your secrets, girl, and I told you lies. No hiding places left for me time. And we rode our bikes to Northern McKinney Park. Calm down. initials in the bar. Hey, said you moved to town about a week ago. Drove up 14 hours from the door. Studied English literature, but for foreign politics. So for now, I'm going back and forth. Eight out of Oakwood and more now Braille. The sign was hanging up about a rusted nail. Built in the winter of 1843. Pictures of men thinking shirts and worn out jeans. I just wanna take a taxi out of the city before you fall asleep. Far from the piles and piles of garbage piled up in the street. Digging on the bones in cardboard boxes, asking for money. I've got to go. About a week ago, drove up 14 hours from the door. Studied English literature, but preferred foreign politics. So for now, I'm going back.
That's Cayucas on the Austin Music Experience, recorded live in our Studio 1A with East Coast Girl, but they're a West Coast band, you'd imagine, from California, Cayucas. And that song was originally on their first album, Bigfoot. They're coming to Austin for next weekend's Fun 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 Festival, as is Houston's Tauntauns, another Studio 1A live recording. And as I said, the song is so new, we don't even have a title for it yet, but the Tauntauns have told us it will be featured on their second album, which comes out early in 2014. Coming up, a magical performance from Bill Callahan, also in Studio 1A. Bill talks about how limitations help him as a musician, plus Lee Fields and the Expressions, Frank Smith, the week's music news, and more as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Fun 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 Fest is about a week away, and there's tickets still on sale for the annual festival that's gearing up to take over Austin's auditorium shores. To get fans ready, the Fun Fun organizers have filled this Saturday with festival-themed events. Beginning at noon on the Mohawk Roof Deck, the fest will offer Blue Stage Yoga, led by instructors from Black Swan Yoga, and featuring dance, electronic, and hip-hop-themed music from artists playing on the festival's Blue Stage. Following, if you feel like getting blasted by tacos, Tamale House East will be shooting off the Fun 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 Fest Taco Cannon, and one taco may contain a 3-day pass. Check out Fun Fest social media for more details. Bill Callahan is headlining the Fun Fest Yellow Stage the first day of the festival, and the man once known as Smog now has a music video for his song Small Plane off his most recent album Dream River. Callahan co-directed the black and white video with Hanley Banks, modeling it after a silent era film. The video follows a couple attempting to fall in love, while Callahan sings, picks a guitar, and plays a mean boss. The video's on YouTube, and Spin.com also has an interview with Callahan describing where the video's inspiration came from. Transmission Entertainment, the creators of Fun 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 Fest, now have an app for their music venue, The Mohawk. Culture Map Austin recently spoke with Transmission Entertainment's James Moody about the app, which is now available on the iTunes Store. The app is in its first phase of features, offering schedules, upcoming shows, and a ticketing service, as well as an Instagram photo feed and the ability to buy your friends a drink remotely. Said Moody, the idea is to give you a tool that you'll use and you'll need every day, adding that he hopes to digitally engage the Hawks' large and heavily mobile fan base. And Moody says that he now anticipates that other Austin music venues will be coming out with their own apps in the future. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt, and you're listening to the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Jody Denberg. This hour, we're previewing Fun 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 Fest 2013. We have live performances from some of the fest's biggest names. There's also a bunch of local acts on the bill, and we're going to feature one right now, the group Frank Smith, who came to Austin from Boston. We caught them in Studio 1A doing this song from their album, which was called 90s.
It's been a long, long
Coming our way for Fun 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 Fest next weekend from North Carolina, Lee Fields and the Expressions. Lee's been around a while. I always seem to confuse him with Charles Bradley, but Lee's sound is a bit smoother. We heard Faithful Man, and that was the title of his album from last year. And an Austin group who'll be at the festival, Frank Smith. And no, there's no one in the band called Frank Smith. There is Aaron Sinclair out front of the group Frank Smith. And the song we heard, Beaten Sacks of Death, he wrote after one of his late night binges. And it was on their album called 90s. As you can tell from the Austin Music Experience show so far today, we do a lot of recording in Studio 1A. When Bill Callahan played in there recently, time stood still. It was really magical. If you don't know Bill by name, for 15 years he recorded under the group name Smog. Now he has his fourth album under his own name called Dream River. He recorded it here in Austin. He'll be playing the Friday of Fun 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 Fest. And we'll talk to Bill in a moment, but we continue the Austin Music Experience with a live take of The Sing by Bill Callahan.
Drinking while sleeping, strangers unknowingly keep me company. In the hotel bar, looking out a window that isn't there, looking at the carpet and the chairs, well, the only words I've said today are beer and thank you. Quiet way, like a church, like a church, like a church that's far away. Na 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 na. I've got limitations, like Marvin Gaye, mortal joy. Is that way? Whale song to a long, long train, long, long gone, then silence comes back alone. High a scaffold ding. Thank you. so the wind finds something to ping, or the pinging thing finds the wind. We're all looking for a body or a means to make one sing.
That was Bill Callahan, formerly of Smog, with the song The Sing, recorded live in Studio 1A from this year's Dream River, which was recorded right here in Austin. Bill plays Fun 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 Fest Friday and another song for us in a moment, but I had a chance to talk with Bill, who isn't so much a reluctant interviewee as a man who chooses his words carefully.
The whole record, Dream River, sustains a mood, so I would think you still believe in the album as an art form and a way to communicate your music. Would that be correct?
I do. I realize I'm getting pushed out of the picture with that kind of thinking, but it's the only way that I, that's the way I grew up listening to music, and the only way that I conceive of it isn't like that.
Well, it's a wonderful sustained mood on Dream River. Did you take a different approach to making this record than, say, the last one, Apocalypse? I mean, the percussion's very sparse. There's just some brushes and maybe some hand percussion on the record.
Yeah, that was a big... I didn't want any rock drum kit. I wanted to make it harder on myself. There's something very satisfying about a rock drum kit. And I didn't want to, you know, like, you just start playing a beat and it makes everyone happy. I wanted to take that sort of crutch away from things, and then also makes it lighter too, which is good for, and then it also leaves space for bass guitar, and that was my thinking.
What was the line in the Sing? Like Marvin Gaye, you've got your limitations. You created some self-imposed limitations to operate within, and thus Dream River.
Yeah, limitations are my most motivating factor in my life.
Interesting.
I don't ever want to die. Do you know this arrow when it arches high? To meet the eagle in the sky. The eagle flies as a map. A small animal in its class. Ride to ride, or a story to shape and confide, or chaos neatly denied. Will some people find the taste of pilgrim guts to be too strong? I find I can't get by without them for too long. Tear at the flesh, tear at the bone of anyone who tells you the known is unknown. life ain't confidential. No, no, no. It's not, it isn't, and it ain't confidential.
The singular voice of Bill Callahan, literally and figuratively, Ride My Arrow, the song, recorded live in Studio 1A on Bill's new album Dream River. Bill Callahan plays Fun 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 Fest next Friday. Everyone you're hearing on the Austin Music Experience today is playing next weekend's Fun 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 Fest. And we have a lot of musical discoveries for you on this program, including a new Austin band who's got a real buzz, coming up also The Walkman and Washed Out, and some unforgettable FunFest memories as the Austin Music Experience continues. Stick around. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg, and today's show is devoted entirely to bands playing next weekend's Fun 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 Fest at Auditorium Shores. The entire lineup is at funfunfunfest.com. In a moment, we'll hear from a couple of touring bands who are heading our way, and we'll have them recorded live. And we have a live session right now, or at least a track from that session, by Austin's Wild Child, a six-piece band, a classically trained violinist, and a group with two awards at this year's Austin Music Awards already under their belt. And I love this a cappella intro. On the Austin Music Experience, here's Wild Child.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a giant nuclear furnace. I'll wait around 4 days this porch on which I pace, 'cause I need you mine, I need me yours.
The Austin Sextet Wild Child on the Austin Music Experience. The song Crazy Bird, recorded live in our Studio 1A. Wild Child playing the Fun Fest next weekend at Auditorium Shores, just like every other artist you're hearing on today's show. Crazy Bird, the tune we just heard, is on Wild Child's new album, The Runaround. We continue with something that's a little bit more electronic based. Okay, a lot more. Washed Out started out as a bedroom recording project in Georgia by this guy Ernest Green. Then he found out he had to tour, so he's put together a full-fledged band for his live performances. They'll be with him at Fun Fest next weekend. And we also recorded them in Studio 1A. This song is Far Away. Washed Out, the Austin Music Experience.
Yeah. grin. We'll always hear romantic tales of distant years. Our gilded age may come and go. Our crooked dreams will always glow.
From New York City, that's the Walkmen, who are coming to Austin for Fun 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 Fest next weekend. Their 2012 album was called Heaven, and that was a live take on the title track. Hamilton Lighthouser is the man behind the Walkmen. And we heard Washed Out. Ernest Green is the man behind Washed Out. He's from Georgia, and the original recordings from Washed Out were pretty much Ernest as a one-man band. Now he's got a full-fledged group for his live concerts, and he will bring that group to Fun 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 Fest next weekend. The song we heard, Far Away, was on his album of a couple years back, Within and Without. And now, on the Austin Music Experience, it's time for a feature that we call, yes, the Austin Music Experience. Each week, we ask someone to tell us one of their most notable Austin music experiences, and we'd love to hear yours. Let us know. Call our hotline, 1-800-535-5533, 1-800-535-5533. You could be on next week's show. And no surprise, this week's Austin Music Experience recalls an experience at a Fun 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 Fest.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm James Moody of Transmission Events, and this is my Austin Music Experience.
Mother.
Okay, so we always wanted to book Danzig and Misfits, and Graham and I were able to get Glenn Danzig and band to come out to Austin a few years back. And we had a very interesting rider and a lot of interesting demands. And one of the most interesting things was Danzig was adamant about how crazy his fans were. And we were kind of in the office making fun of him for saying that all the time, because it's funny sometimes, or fun to make fun of Glenn Danzig. And he was like, no, seriously, like, my fans are crazy. In fact, I, you know, my hotel room needs to be out of town. We need to, my hotel room needs to be like in the Arboretum because my fans are crazy. So he does the show right when the show ended, like literally right when he dropped the microphone and was walking off stage. This young lady charges the barricades, and security guys in the front of the stage, and you could literally see Glenn Danzig walking off stage as she is charging it. And she's got a urn in her hands. She's got an object in her hands, holding it like a football. And she somehow, because no one was expecting this, leaps through the barricades, through security, onto the stage, whips out this object, and begins to spray ashes of her dead best friend all over the stage, because that was her best friend's dying wish, that she be on stage with Glenn Danzig. And we've got pictures of this clump of ashes on the black stage with like the Frostbank Tower in the background, and it's totally creepy, but it solidified his story to us that his fans were crazy, because we've never seen, I personally have never seen anything like that. They were pulling her away while she was still slinging more ashes on people and crying and saying, you know, this is for her. So I hope that's a worthy story.
We would really love to hear your favorite or most notable Austin music experience. If you can remember it, it may not have been that notable, but still, call us. 1-800-535-5533. 1-800-535-5533. We want to make you a part of the Austin Music Experience. Today we focused on Fun 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 Fest. There's a lot more on the festival with coverage online at KUTX.org, or check our Facebook page, and on Twitter we are at KUTX Austin. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy and Haley Howell, with assistance from Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.